Have you ever caught yourself smiling just because someone crossed your mind? There are people whose presence brings joy before they ever say a word. A friend who stood by you, a mentor who believed in you, a family member whose faith steadies yours. Just thinking about them stirs gratitude. In his first letter to the believers in Thessalonica, Paul tells them that whenever he thinks about them, his heart is stirred to gratitude. He says, "We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul notes that he remembers their work of faith, their labor of love, and their steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Those are familiar words: faith, love, hope. But Paul doesn't leave them floating in the abstract. He says that their faith works, their love labors, their hope stays steady. These aren't abstract virtues. They're visible expressions of genuine Christian life. You could point to them. You could describe them. They showed up in how these believers lived, served, and endured. And notice what Paul is and isn't saying. He isn't saying that God needed to be reminded of these things. He's telling them that he remembers and what leads him to give thanks when he prays. He sees evidence that the gospel has truly taken hold. That matters for us, because the gospel doesn't just change what we believe, it reshapes how we live. Real faith produces action. Real love moves toward others. And real hope doesn't remove hardship, but it does produce endurance in the middle of it. So here's a good question to carry with you today. If someone were praying for you, what would they thank God for? Today, thank God for one specific way you see faith working, love serving, or hope holding steady, either in your life or in someone else's. Thank you.